Latin is Specula, S-P-Y-C-S-A-L-A, for some Chelsea, C-H-E-L-S-E-A, there's a 2.298. There's a Windows 1.513 reference, physician Dr. Kosari, K-O-O-H-S-A-R-I. This is 14 years old, right-handed female, accompanied by her mother, seen in the office. Serious patient has noted to have twitches, twitching in the face for the last 1 to 2 years period. Sudden onset, no other association. Serious patient denies any history of compulsive behavior, no agitation, no aggressive behavior. Serious patient has a history of chronic anxiety and depression, and currently on select period. Two, a brother and a sister with history of ADHD period. As per the mother, patient is doing well in school period. The tics in the face become more exaggerated when patient is anxious period. Tics were noticed continuously while during the evaluation in the office period. Patient denies any vocal tics or tics in the in the extremities period. No tics during sleep period. No other medical problem. Current medication, Celexa. Period patient had a normal pregnancy, but had a prolonged labor, and she was not hospitalized for a prolonged period of time. No history of any infection or neonatal ICU admission. Period patient was noted to have low oxygen at the time of birth. Period. There's no history of lead poisoning or any toxin exposure. Period. Allergy to dust and ash trees. Family history as described above. Social history. Patient is in ninth grade, doing well in school. No drug abuse. No history of tobacco abuse. Period. Examination. Vital blood pressure 90/55. Pulse 70. Weight 117 pounds. Fully alert. Normal speech and language. Good comprehension. Answer questions appropriately. Period. Cranial nerve normal. Pupils. Extraocular muscle movement is intact. Fundus examination is normal. No facial asymmetry. Neck is supple. Multiple twitches and sniffing of the nose, as well as twitches of the upper lip and nasolabial fold. Noted. No vocal tics were noted. No extremities tics were noted. Period. Patient stayed very calm during the interview and examination. Period. Motor strength 5x5 proximal distal upper and lower extremities. Sensory like touch, pinprick, and vibration intact. No cerebellar signs. No dysmetria. Period. Assessment. 14 years old. Right-handed. Female with history of facial tics, comma, depression period, and depression and anxiety period, no history of any compulsive behavior or other psychiatric disorders, no history of any vocal tics or verbal language or learning process period, clinical examination consistent with benign facial tics period. There is no clinical evidence of Tourette syndrome period. Will consider serum lead level, iron, TSH, rheumatoid factor, as well as ESR, however less likely possibility period. No further intervention at this point period. Daughter and the mother is reassured, and often behavioral therapy and hypnotic therapy helps benign nature, benign tics, and often majority of the kids tics resolve as they grow older. Period. I would recommend that behavioral therapy and hypnotic therapy should be considered at this point, and will reevaluate the patient in 6 months and discuss further treatment possibility. Period. I would not suggest any medication at this point. Period. Plan discuss with the mother. She understands and agree with the plan. And after patient, CC Dr. Kosari.